all about that coming out party against you guys the last game of the regular season, but they've won 10 straight. How have you seen him grow as a quarterback?
Yeah, you know, I made a couple comments saying that he had a coming out party against us and that he got a lot of confidence. But, you know, looking at a lot of film and studying him in some previous games before us, you know, he was starting to get on a roll and doing a pretty good job beforehand. You know, it just so happened that he had his best game against us. But, you know, this year has really been his coming out year as far as breaking out of that whole Manning brother issue that was going on and kind of establishing himself as a quarterback that can make an impact in this league.
Tom was saying yesterday that Payton's probably giving him a few tips on
Well, why not? You know, if I had a brother in the league, I'd ask him for every tip in America because his brother has beaten us. He's found ways to get around our defense, and we play him numerous times through the year. So, you know, why wouldn't you get help from your alliance?
At what point this season did you think there was something special going on with this team?
You know, a lot of us have said, you know, you would think we were crazy and for saying this, but, you know, in the beginning, you know, where you know that it's not too many times you can get a high caliber team like we do as far as name-wise and, you know, the history and record that we have as individuals, you know, and as a team and put us all together collectively. Mm-hmm. And we knew that if we could just go out there and stay focused on the task at hand, day in, day out, week in, week out, we could establish something special. But it had to happen one day at a time, one step at a time.
19-0. I know as a team you guys refuse to kind of talk about it publicly, but privately with family and friends, it's got to be on your mind. Brewski said before the 16-0, he admitted he was thinking about it. Are you thinking about the 19-0?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. It's history. It's something that will forever be established. And you can say after us, yeah, so there's been other teams that have done it or whatever down the line, but you know what, we were the first. You know, that's something that's special, man. And then to be a part of that and to understand intimately what we've been through to accomplish what we have so far, you know, we feel as if we've traveled too far of a road to let ourselves down now. So that's why you see us, you know, the extra practices, the practicing in the snow, in the cold, you know, the extra padded days. Yeah, you know, it hurts. We complain a little bit when Bill, you know, puts us out there, but we understand it's all for a good reason because it wins games. It helps us win games, and it's brought us to this point. So we really want to do this, you know.
Ellis, you get a taste of Plaxico, obviously, in the season finale and the plays he can make. Huge game in the NFC title game. How do you guys counter that?
I'm not going to go into game plan. Only one thing I can say is he's accounted for, and that you always have to account for this guy on the field. But it's not just him, man. You got the young guy, Steve Smith, is making a lot of plays out there. He did his part out there in the playoffs and in the championship game as well. Armani, he's making his plays, the two running backs, you know. And those guys, as an offense, are establishing themselves as an offense to be reckoned with on all cylinders, not just the receiving game, but the rushing game as well. And so you have to account for everybody out there, not just Plaxico.
But can you benefit from the matchup just a month ago, having that experience fresh in your mind of having gone one-on-one with him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can benefit from the negatives and positive. You know, what did you do well when the ball did come his way and he didn't catch it? What didn't you do well that made him catch the ball or allowed him to catch the ball? And, you know, what can you do on just, you know, the plays that when the ball's not even near him, you know, just all kind of little things, man, that I'm trying to see on film, trying to tweak, trying to learn from, and trying to get better with.
Did you see on film why he was so successful in that Packers game, especially going against a guy as talented as Al Harris?
You know, anytime you put a guy on with you know, one-on-one situations, you know, it's an offense motivated game, you know, where it makes it that much easier. Not giving Al Harris less of credit or Plaxico more credit. It's just that's the way it is. You know, Al Harris, like you said, is a great defensive back. But, you know, there were some things on film where he might have got out of his game a little bit, kind of got into the jawing, the pushing and shoving match, and, you know, just didn't play him the right way sometimes. And then sometimes it was just Plaxico made a great play. You know, I mean, that's going to happen. They get paid too. You know, they get paid more money than I do. So it's like they're out there to make plays, you know. So, you know, when a play does happen, you know, just brush it off. You know, you got to go out there and say to yourself, it's not going to happen on the next play, and then it's the life of a DB.